Excited. It's a lot easier when you pick up a W there. I think we have Brad now. Fantastic start to training camp for Team White. You guys pick up another win here.
Yeah, it's good. You know, winning's what it's all about, so it's fun. Yeah, it's been a great time, and it's so cool to see the fans here and the excitement already in the building. You know, it's just like I think us and the fans are so excited to get back to somewhat normal and being here watching hockey. We're playing hockey in front of fans. It's great.
Well, just asking Daniel, just, you know, he obviously wasn't playing last year or anything like that, but you can – I can feel a buzz just from 700 people being in the rink and, you know, going to Rogers Arena last year for games. It was great to have a COVID luxury to watch professional hockey, but you could feel it a bit different. It didn't feel the same.
Absolutely.
Like, this is a scrimmage. I'm sure on the ice you can feel it.
Oh, yeah. You saw, like, all of a sudden they start clapping and cheering, mm-hmm. and that's something that, for the majority of the season last year, we never had. So you didn't get that wave of emotion through the crowd and through the game. And obviously it was super different, but that was the challenge that we accepted last year. And now we're moving forward, and it's going to be a great season. And I think a lot of people, not only players but fans and the city, is super excited about it.
Can you kind of project what that might feel like Sunday and Monday when you're in the lineup? Just because whether it's in Spokane or whether it's here, you expect a lot more people, obviously, and just the boost it gets.
Oh, and I think that, yeah, it's going to be super exciting. And like I said, not only is it exciting for us to get back playing games again, but the fans. It's something that people have missed for, I guess, a year and a half now of not being able to come out and support their team or see opposing teams comes into the buildings. And like you said, you can feel a buzz around the building and around the city of how excited people are. And it's a great time, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
What has camp been like so far? 3 days in, your first foray for the Vancouver Canucks. What's it been like going through a Travis Green camp?
It's great. You know, we've taken all the knowledge that he has to offer, and there's great staff that are helping us all out with different system stuff because there is a lot of new guys, but he just work hard. You know, that's what he wants. He wants you to work hard and be prepared and understand everything that we're going through, and it brings your team together, and I think that's the importance of the start of camp is gelling the team together, whether it be Vancouver, Abbotsford, in between guys. It's all about gelling together as one, and that's what the fans are part of as well.
What's important, I was just asking Daniel, you know, he never changed teams, but obviously new players coming in and out. You know, what's important for you as a new player to try to ingratiate yourself to your new teammates and figure out, you know, their tendencies and how to build that chemistry? How do you go about doing that as a new player?
It's something that I think you learn over time too, and hockey's such a great sport. So when you come to a team, you're embedded into 26 new friends. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's just so accepting no matter where you go. I've been super fortunate that every team I've been on, everyone's been welcoming with open arms, and here has been great as well. It's the same. Everyone welcome with open arms. You come here, you feel comfortable, you feel confident, and I think that's just something you learn over time. And then the tendencies, just as more you get on the ice with guys, you learn their different tendencies and what they do and how the guys play and where guys like to be, and that's just with time. But as for like culture and stuff like that, everyone's so welcoming all the time. Hockey's such a great sport like that, and you're like I said, you got 25 new friends instantly.
As far as on the ice, you're part of this group that a lot of people are keeping an eye on the left side of defense. How has that competition been between you and a couple of the other guys on the left side? And you know, we always talk about, hey, competition and, you know, what challenges it provides. I imagine for you guys take it as opportunities to continue to raise your own game.
Absolutely, and it's not something that personally, I don't really focus on that. I mean, that's the things I can't control. I just got to control what I can control, and that's what I do on the ice and how I am in the dressing room. And the other stuff kind of works itself out. And I think I'm a firm believer that you can't control. If you can't control something, don't worry about it. You know, you just focus on what you can do, and that's when I'm on the ice, I play as hard as I can and take as much knowledge as I can in. And I'm here to help, too. If they have any questions that they know they're comfortable, they can come and ask me. And by no means am I going to be a jerk because we're battling for a spot or anything. Yeah. We're all one. We're all part of the same team. And it's important for us to take on this challenge together, and it's going to make everybody better in the end.
Stylistically, we're talking to Brad Hunt here at Vancouver Canucks training camp. Stylistically, do you feel like your game matches what's trying to be accomplished here, what the coaching staff wants the players to try to execute?
I think so. I mean, we play a fast style game, lots of pressure, heavy pressure, move the puck quick. When we're in the O zone, we're playing to score, you know, and then we're in the D zone, we want to get the puck back right away and get it out of the zone and start playing offense again. So yeah, of course, I think it's an exciting style of hockey. I think it's a high pressure style of hockey, and it's something that as a player you want to be engaged all the time. You want to have fun, and I think that's what it's all about.
That's funny, too, because sometimes you see games that can kind of take the joy out of it to some degree, and yep. Here you are talking about this is a team that wants to play to experience that fun of the highs of the game.
Absolutely. We play a game that we love, and fun is so important when you're having fun with something, whether it be hockey, whether it be everyday life, whether it be whatever job you have. If you're not having fun, then there's no point. I mean, you know how hard it is if you're going to do something that you don't really love, and you're just like, if we're playing, we're engaged, we're having fun, you're confident, you're playing loose, you're not thinking, you're having a great time, and you feel like a kid when you're playing street hockey. You're not mm-hmm. thinking about anything; you're just thinking about having fun. You're playing, and I think when teams start to gel and you get on a bit of a run, it becomes obviously winning is fun, but it creates a confidence throughout the whole room, and everyone kind of rides that wave.
Vancouver Canucks defenseman Brad Hunt joining us here at day three of Vancouver Canucks training camp. It's also your first impression as far as a teammate to play with a goaltender like Thatcher Demko. What do you see in his game versus some of the other goalies you've played in front of?
He's great. I mean, you see him here. He's the first guy on the ice. He's working hard. He's probably working harder than anybody. Every shot he's trying to save, if a puck gets by him, he's mad. You know, he doesn't like to get scored, and he doesn't want any pucks in his net. He's a great kid. I mean, he's got that fire in his eyes that I think any goalie coach or any team would love to have on their team. And it's something that I think, even though he's younger, it's something that we can all learn from too.
What are some of the challenges, or what parts of building a team defense in front of him are you excited about moving forward here?
Yeah, and I think that's with starting with him on out, you get that confidence that you know you have an unbelievable goalie behind you. So if you're going to stand up in the play a little bit, you know you have that confidence that you're not going to make a mistake. But if you do, you got another layer. And that's so important. And with Thatcher, he's, like I said, he's an amazing kid. He works so hard. He's someone that probably a lot of guys look up to just with how hard he works.
He is Brad Hunt. We'll let you go and finish up your recuperation here of day three of camp, and best of luck throughout preseason here.
Guys, it's always a pleasure, and we're super here. We'll do the glass pound here through the glass because we're not in the booth together. But
socially distanced here, but yeah.
Yeah, hey, I love it, and thank you guys so much, and let's go here. It's going to be a fun couple days next coming up with some preseason games, and like I said, it's going to be a blast.
Congratulations and good luck here in preseason.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening, everyone.
That is Brad Hunt here on Sportsnet 650 on Sportsnet Today.